I'm Carla Hall from ABC's The Chew and the author of Carla's Comfort Foods, Favorite Dishes from Around the World. You're listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show on AM 830 KLAA. Hootie hoo!
And welcome back. It is the post-Thanksgiving edition of the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Ducks Hockey and Angels Baseball. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Glad to have you out there this busy holiday weekend. Do keep up with us on social media. We're on all the platforms. A lot of good information there. And as a matter of fact, if you either look at our Instagram or Facebook feed right now, you will see some provocative food imagery of some of the dishes I recently enjoyed at the new Roxy's Eat and Drink by Zove's. A 10-minute walk from where I am at Angel Stadium, and you can be sure I'm going to be enjoying some more meals there. And we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. I've followed the growing Zove's Bistro bakery and cafe empire, probably for about 18 or 19 years now. And I know the Karamardian family well. Zove, the matriarch, is a good friend of the SoCal Restaurant Show. And I've really enjoyed following her and her family's progress over the years. For many years, it was just Zove's Bakery and Cafe. Then the bistro was added. Then there started to be Zove's cafes that popped up in other areas of the city. And now a brand new concept that we are delighted to have in Anaheim, again, literally almost across the street from Angel Stadium, depending on where you are, called Roxy's Eat and Drink by Zove's. So I'm delighted to have second generation Armin Karamardian representing the Zove's family this morning to talk about it. Armin, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Andy. How are you?
I'm doing well. Hopefully you survived Thanksgiving, Armin. How big was the family group? I can just envision this.
You know, we had a wonderful, intimate family gathering at our home with our parents. We're blessed to have all of our parents with us and cousins, and it was wonderful.
What was the standout dish? I wonder where some of the baked goods and desserts came from.
You know, our family loves to cook Thanksgiving together. So my wife was in the kitchen, my mother-in-law, my mother, my sister-in-law, everyone contributed. It was terrific.
I think that makes for an even more special gathering, Armin. But as we agree, you really get to know people over food. It's very telling.
In my family especially, you know, I don't want to say we're competitive, but we're competitive. Everyone wants to see whose dish is going to turn out a little better, and we have fun doing it because everyone in our family is so passionate about food. And you know, food brings families together. It brings us to the table. It compels conversation. And in our culture, and I know many other cultures, it's really a focal point of our family being.
Armin, here to that. You know, the pandemic, of course, really negatively, affected the restaurant business. The Zove's Cafe that you had right here near Angel Stadium on Catella and South State College, with no fans allowed at Angel Stadium, with no fans allowed at Honda Center, you really didn't have much of a choice but to go on hiatus there for a period of time. But the good news is you use that time to develop a new concept and do a little renovation and remodeling at the space. Tell us a little bit about the backstory of Roxy's.
Well, you know, our Zove's location in Anaheim was always a very good location. It upheld what Zove's is about, upscale Mediterranean cuisine in an environment that lends itself to, you know, it's a full-service upscale Mediterranean environment. But with our proximity, like you mentioned, to the arenas with the Honda Center and the stadium, not to mention Disney and the Grove and Convention Center, with all the activity that's happening from the event side of Anaheim, not to mention the development that's taking place directly around us with all of the apartments and apartment communities. Anaheim, the question came, how can we make this Zove's restaurant here in Anaheim more fast-paced and fun and electric to mimic what's happening around us? And as we were having our conversations and our development and what we wanted to see happen to our Anaheim location, it kept bringing us back to my grandmother, to my grandmother Roxy. You know, she had a wonderful energy. She had a bit of a renegade attitude. She had a flair for community and was dedicated to that. And we said, you know, this is a great tribute to our grandmother, who was the matriarch of our family, my mother's mother, who we lost several years back, but is still a pivotal figure in our family. And that's how Roxy's was born.
In terms of what you wanted to do with the menu, Armin, tell us a little bit about the backstory there, because when we had a chance to dine there together and you took me through the menu a few weeks ago, actually only a couple of the menu items are signature Zoe's Cafe items. So there was a lot of rethinking and a lot of reconceiving that was done here. And I know no menu item is introduced that doesn't have the blessing of Zove.
Absolutely. It was a very important part of Roxy's was the food. And going back to my grandmother, you know, not a chef. You know, she was a phenomenal cook, self-taught, cooked out of love, taught my mother to cook, and my mother took it to another level. And so her food was always made from the heart, always tasted great, not necessarily, you know, concerned with calorie counts or things of that nature, but just great tasting food that makes you feel good. And that's the menu that we put together at Roxy's. Food that makes you feel good. Food that you look forward to having. Food that puts a smile on your face. Food that you want to gather and eat with friends and family. And we feel we came pretty close to hitting that mark, you know, on a bullseye.
Well, Armin, after we come back from the break, we're going to discuss some specific menu items. But before we go there, let's review for the audience, if you don't mind, exactly what the location is, how easy access is, talk about your patio. And also, Armin, everybody is very concerned about parking these days. You have a wonderful gift as far as parking is concerned. So let's share that, if you will.
Absolutely. We're located at the intersection of State College and Catella. The address is 1801 East State College. Like you said, a stone's throw from Anaheim Stadium. Parking is on site. So right off of Catella, there's an entrance to a parking garage. Parking is free for all of our guests, and it's directly adjacent to the restaurant. Ample parking. Parking is not an issue, even on eventing and game days. And we have a terrific patio, like you mentioned, that we've recently opened up to the dining room with a great bifold door system. So the bar almost has an indoor-outdoor feel. We have a fire pit and a shade structure with heaters and lights under it right there at the corner of Catella and State College. So that intersection, as we all know, is very high energy, high traffic, and the patio really gets to absorb that activity.
And Armin, just to give people a better idea of the geography, we're specifically talking about the northwest corner. Not that you can miss it, because it's very well signed and you're on a corner, but just in case, to give people a reference point. I think we should also mention, Armin, that as far as the patio is concerned, this is a designed patio. It was part of the design of the restaurant. Some restaurants during the pandemic have sort of had to improvise patios that are a little bit casual for long term. That's not what the situation is here. It's a very nicely designed, properly equipped patio.
Yes, it's the patio was always part of the Zove's restaurant there in Anaheim. Actually, we're very blessed at all of our restaurants, all Zove's restaurants, have an integrated patio, and that was part of our design, you know, as part of the Mediterranean dining experience pre-pandemic. So we've had patios as part of our architecture going back to our inception. But this one, the real benefit that we've added this go-around is by opening up, it was a standard storefront. The storefront opening is still the same, but it completely opens up like a California room, which just brings a great energy from the bar to the patio. It's now the hottest seat we have is that bar and that patio. And even in chilly weather with the heaters and the fire pit, it's very comfortable.
Well, Armin, also, you know, we're in Southern California, so at night, in terms of what the low might be, it's certainly nothing like the Midwest or the East right now when they have a cold wave. I mean, that's real cold. Armin, something else we should also mention with that convenient on-site parking. Right now at Angel Stadium, there is something on. There's an evening light show that will be here till the day after Christmas called The Magic of Lights. So something very convenient that guests can do before they partake of The Magic of Lights after dark is they can certainly have a bite at Roxy's and then drive over to Magic of Lights. That particular attraction is a drive-through. Of course, most of the attractions at Angel Stadium, like Angel baseball games, that would be a parking situation. But come baseball season, what you can do is park at Zove's in that garage you were talking about. And actually, we're talking about Roxy's Eat and Drink. And then walk to the stadium. I mean, it's a 10 or a 15-minute walk max, depending on where you are in the stadium. And, Armin, very conveniently, once the game is over, a lot easier to get out of your garage than navigating your way out of the parking lots at Angel Stadium. What do you think?
No question. It's very convenient. And about the Magic of Lights, like you mentioned, you can see it literally as you're entering the restaurant. So it's beautiful, and I can't wait to take my family to drive through and see it as well. We've been talking about that. It really looks fantastic.
Well, Armin, the good news is you got a little time, but make sure you get it on your list because I know it's a wonderful family attraction. Armin, we're going to take a quick break here. We are talking with Armin Karamardian, who is a second-generation restaurateur in the Karamardian family. The newest project for them right here across the street from Angel Stadium is Roxy's Eat and Drink. When we come back, yes, we're going to talk about the food and bar program, but we wanted to do the preliminaries first. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats.